Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hey, Lonnie, the theater lady's on Berg Vivant tonight. What's going on?
Here I am. Oh, I'm very excited today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I am excited because, you know, sometimes I'm more excited than others to talk about shows. And I'm excited for this one.
All right, well, let's hear it.
It's the Spitfire Grill by Front Porch Theatricals.
Now, this is the scene that takes place every time I have coffee after a long night.
Oh, geez.
Is this like a Rorschach? Like, what are we supposed to see?
It does look like that, doesn't
it? I see Hangover.
I see a dog.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right.
With a tail. Yeah. Cute little pup. See?
Oh, if you turn it that way.
That's how I was looking at it when you held it. Anyway, we digress. Getting into the Rorschach. Spitfire Grill is such a kind of homespun, upbeat, uplifting, heartfelt picture of life in a small town.
Oh, my.
The actress, Lindsay Bear, plays Percy, who just got out of jail after 5 years. She starts her new life in this town, rural town in Wisconsin.
She did hard time, huh? What was she in for?
I think I don't want to tell you that.
Oh, it's a spoiler. Okay.
I think that because they don't reveal that till much later, and you develop this curiosity because her character...
Right, like why is she so diesel and have the teardrop tattoo?
Yeah. No, actually, she's she's lovely, and she's... Her role is so multi-level, and I believe that Lindsay Bear hits all those levels. She's hard, she's tough, she's vulnerable, she's gentle, she's sweet.
Tell you, time in the big house does change you. You know this.
What I know. Don't believe that.
You've done your time.
So anyway, she comes, and the woman that owns and runs the grill, Hannah, is played by Terry Wickline. And Terry Wickline is the perfect, lovable curmudgeon. She does a great job portraying that role.
You know what that's like, too.
Now that I do. Yes, I have to agree on that one. Anyway, this whole musical score is so exciting. Not that the songs are exciting, like rousing, like a rock type thing, but it's really sort of bluegrassy, folksy, ballady kind of music, and the lyrics are real simple, but they add so much to the telling of the story that I love that. And there's a 5-piece orchestra led by Dina Muro, and I was so impressed with them because so often the orchestra overplays the singer.
What is with that? That happens all the time. Is it ego? Is it like just acoustic imbalance? Like,
I have no idea, but this was not like that.
Good,
it was
the
perfect, lovely accompaniment, never interfered with the singers.
Good.
Actually enhanced what they were doing. And two numbers I have to mention that were really standouts. The one was Something's Cooking at the Spitfire Grill, and that was the entire company that sang it. It was just lively and funny and cute.
If one does go to the Spitfire Grill, what is the sort of the piece de resistance? What is the dish that you must have?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, what was cooking at the Spitfire Grill?
Well, see, that song was kind of a double entendre. It's not just the food, it's what's happening.
It's the drama.
The drama, mm. Yeah. That kind of thing.
I see.
And the other duet was called Colors of Paradise.
Oh.
And Lindsay Baer, with her very rich voice, powerful, but yet mellow at the same time, oh, yeah, blended perfectly with Aaron Lindsay Crom's gorgeous soprano voice. The beauty of that song almost brought tears to my eyes. It was just so lovely to listen to.
Together, really, they're like butter and toast.
That's
on the
it.
Side of your omelet.
They go
at the
together.
Spitfire Grill.
I agree.
How was that? Was that okay? Or was
it's kind of backwoods Wisconsin, so.
Oh, well, they throw cheese in there somewhere.
Oh, and that was the other thing that was so cute when they sang. Oh, throw cheese in. I just got that. When they sang with a Wisconsin accent
oh,
in the songs. It was adorable.
That is wonderful.
It was.
I got to hear that then. It's that, what is it, that Midwest, like, oh, gad, that sort of thing?
And how they managed
now,
to sing that way.
Although, I don't know if I could listen to that for 2.5 hours in a musical.
No, it was very.
Is that beautiful when put to music? Because I kind of compare it to Pittsburghese. I don't know if I could, like, listen to Memory All Alone in the Moon. Light, like, maybe for a 5-minute sketch, but my God, for a whole show, I don't know.
No, they didn't exaggerate.
Okay.
They sang,
it was just a touch, it was just
Wisconsin
a hint.
Singers
just a peppering
sing.
To
yeah,
use
a
restaurant.
Yeah, and the whole cast was really strong. Another character I wanted to mention was Effie, played by Becky Toth, and she was the busybody, nebby nose caricature of a postmistress, and of course she sings beautifully. The whole cast did, but her character was just so enjoyable. When she came out on the stage, you were just already prepared. I know I'm going to be laughing. Here she comes, you know, kind of a thing. It was fun,
yeah,
really fun. And I don't know. Oh, there were so many in the cast, and I hate to pass anybody up because it was such a strong cast. Clay Singer was the sheriff in this. And he is currently a student at CMU, I believe a junior. And boy, does he have a nice stage presence and a lot of charm. And I think we'll be seeing a lot of him too coming up. And Matthew Rush played the husband of Shelby, who is Aaron Lindsay Crom. And his character wasn't so likable, but yet he plays him in such a way that we feel a little empathy for him, and we can't really dislike them.
Oh.
You know?
That's a tricky thing, yeah.
Yeah. But the skill of this cast, I mean, this skillful cast plays with such absolute sincerity, adding to the charm of their characters. Do you have any questions? I skipped the set. The set was really fun. It moved. It was
like that? Wow, that is something.
You know, we were on a mountaintop. We were outside. We were inside the grill. We were inside somebody's house. But it was not at all distracting. It was very fluid and very well designed. I enjoyed it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.